Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Phil, it sounds like a good idea to me.
Well, Aaron Peskin is the one that's proposing it. Not only is he on the Board of Supervisors, he also heads up the San Francisco County Transportation Authority, which is separate from Muni, but there's sort of a funding mechanism. But, you know, Aaron's point is very simple. We are talking about an ambitious phase two of this. After having completed the big terminal, the next thing is to underground some 3 miles of San Francisco and put a tunnel in there to connect with Caltrain and high-speed rail when it arrives, so that basically it would go from the south part of the city all the way up into the downtown. And $9 billion is the opening bid. And you and I and Stan know that there's not a project around of that size that usually comes in at that kind of money. So it's going to cost more, and there's questions about engineering that have been raised by this cracked beam in the Transbay building. And so Peskin is saying, look, let's get it into somebody else's hands in this authority, somebody that can really oversee it, and you also put it on a common sense meter.
Okay, so the question with the balkanization of transit in the Bay Area and traffic and all of that, who would run something like that?
Well, what you'd do is you'd have to create it. Right now, with the authority is basically about, it's all virtually all San Francisco. You have a AC Transit rep, you've got a rep from the Peninsula, SamTrans area, but it's pretty much run by San Francisco, and a lot of the money is going to be coming out of San Francisco for this. So you'd maybe give it to the Metropolitan Transportation Commission, which oversaw the Bay Bridge as well. Now, you can have criticisms about that, Stan, because you could say the history on all of these isn't that good. You know, fundamentally, what you have is a bureaucracy that sort of runs the show, and you have elected officials that stand up at in the captain's cabin thinking they're steering the boat, but they're really not. It's the staff. For example, and nobody really puts a cost to, you know, benefit ratio to some of these things, whether it's the Transbay Terminal or a bike lane from Treasure Island to downtown San Francisco as well. They're spending $5 million studying engineering for that. After that, they'll probably spend more money and more money. These things start out with initial bids. They're overseen by politicians but run by staff. And as a result, you can wind up like the Transbay Terminal, way over budget, borrowing money. And Peskin doesn't want to lend any more money. And he says, you got to prove the cost and the common sense of this before we go forward. And as far as who oversees it, anybody with common sense should probably be on that board.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.